Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
6:12 now on this Monday before Thanksgiving, technically November 24th, if you're concerned with that, a later Thanksgiving this year. Mike Dettoglie joins us now every Monday with WWL as a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse's the official supermarket of the Saints, and Mike is here to talk about the Saints game yesterday. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you, brother.
Yesterday's Saints game reminded me of me dancing at the holiday party. It's like you're trying to and can't. You know, just where, maybe you're starting a little bit, but not really finishing. I don't know. Tell me your thoughts on the game. I thought it was hard to watch.
Yeah, it really was. After watching LSU play Saturday night and then to watch this, I'm not sure what's worse.
Yeah, that was hard to watch, too. I texted somebody, and I was working out at the time, saying this could be hard, talking about LSU, to watch the second half of this game. And I didn't, because I just couldn't.
Awful. Because they got us. But
right, yeah.
I always believe, especially in the NFL, that it's almost like a snapshot in time. Every game is different to a certain extent. And so looking at this yesterday, it looked a lot like the snapshots that I had maybe taken before. You can move the football and you get in the red zone, or you get inside the 30, and nothing. You miss field goals. And I do think the missed field goals part is a bigger factor than a lot of people might think. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact you're constantly chasing points when you miss field goals, especially multiples of field goals at that point. You're constantly chasing after those points, and you most of the time never catch them. And I always believe in the red zone. It's not about plays. It's about players. And you can make that argument. But yesterday, too, I don't get them not allowing Tyler Shuck, once he gets close, to make some plays, throwing the football. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was basically you were trying to run it, or Taysom Hill was in there. And listen, I'm a big Taysom Hill fan, but
let me say it, because I know what you can say, and I texted somebody this. I'm all for Taysom Hill. I am not blaming this on Taysom Hill at all. But at some point, you have to turn the page, and you have to not build an offense around Taysom Hill, and you have to build an offense around Tyler Shuck. Is that what you were going to say?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so this goes on a bad, I guess maybe kind of scheme of what you thought you could get. You had 2 weeks to come up with this. Mm-hmm. This is a team that was giving up over 400 yards a game and gave up 444 yards passing to Bryce Young last week. Bryce Young with Carolina. If it took you 2 weeks to come up with this, that's not a good game plan at all offensively. Your defense sort of hung in there and actually gave you some points with the pickoff with Justin Reed for the score. It's not good, Tommy. What we see continuously, it's the same thing. And somewhere along the lines, you got to say, you know what, let the rookie make the mistake or whatever, or try to have him, but you got to give him the football to throw the football in that red zone area of the field. And it's just not occurring. It's the little things constantly of a penalty, or not understanding your depth at times, too, like on the fumble with Alvin Kamara. And you can blame a little bit on both of them on that spot. But you had opportunities. I know Atlanta's not a good football team. They had lost five straight games going into this game. And they were struggling, too. And you gave them an easy way out. You really did, because your offense and the game plan that you set up was not very good. And it happens. I've been around them. I got good friends that are coaches. I got, relatives that are coaches. And they'll be the first one to tell you, they got game plans we come up with. I don't know how we did it. It's not good at all. But their inability to score touchdowns when you get down that deep into someone else's side of the field is just is shipwrecking this season. And it has already happened now, because you're not going to come back from this. Once I think you start to see that particular point, it doesn't really, really get much better. It might be a little bit better, but it doesn't get much better. And the improvement we saw with Tyler Shuck in game two, you didn't give him an opportunity to try to build upon that. That's why I hated the bye week. I told you that last week. Right. I disliked that bye week because offensively you needed to get back out on the field because you were sort of building on stuff, and yet it really regressed yesterday.
Have we seen a clear offensive strategy from Kellen Moore yet? Because it seems as though...
Tell me one thing they do good.
Well, instead of here's my analogy, Mike, and you can comment on this. It seems like instead of opening a restaurant with a vision, it's like, you know what, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. If they like it, they like it. If they don't like it, they don't like it. But this is my vision. This is what I'm going to do. It seems like we're doing a little bit. Well, a guy down the street does a cheeseburger, so let's do a cheeseburger. And then the other guy down the street, the other woman down the street does a taco, so let's do a taco. And then, and then there's this third place down here that does poached eggs. Let's do some poached eggs. You get me or not?
Understand where you're coming from with all that. It's just you don't have one thing you do really well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You can't hang your hat on anything that you do well offensively. And you're not giving, in my opinion, you're not giving your young quarterback an opportunity to show that maybe he can develop something there.
All right, let's take the analogy a step further then. You got a chef in the kitchen. Let him cook. Let him see what he can do. Let's see what he comes up with. Right?
Yeah, because you got to find out one way or another with Tyler Shuck. You got to find that out. Again, if you continuously run the football and a heavy use of Taysom Hill, and I'm a big fan of Taysom, but you're not finding out anything about your quarterback at
and
that
there's
stage.
No telling if he's going to be here next year or not. Right?
Yeah, you don't know. That especially, at Taysom's age and – Father Time and wear and tear has its place for everybody.
And this is not against Taysom Hill at all. Not against Taysom Hill. Believe me, I love Taysom Hill. He's a hero.
Yeah, we all do. But you got to find out about your young quarterback,
right,
too.
There comes a time, and I didn't care for the carries that Taysom Hill got yesterday. Nothing against Taysom Hill. It just seemed like, we got a quarterback. Let's see what we got. I'm going to take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 620 traffic now, WW.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Monday is a Rouse's Football Monday here at WWL. Rouse's Market, the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettelier is doing double duty. Mike, tell me what's going on tonight.
We crank it up, second guess, and so I guess we'll have a lot of second guess and a lot of talk of, I'm sure, of possibility of Lane Kiffin going to LSU and start up at 4 o'clock on second guess, myself along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and then at 6:30 we throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas joins us, and we'll have Saints head coach Kellen Moore.
Okay, sounds like an interesting ensemble. Something to listen to this evening on WWL. Mike, one thing that really kind of bothered me, late in the fourth quarter, Saints are driving, doesn't really matter. I don't think it would have made up the difference, but there's a pass to Chris Olave, and Chris kind of gives himself up, and Mike Haas says, because, you know, it turned out, and y'all can text me, by the way, at 504-260-1870. Let me know what Drew Brees had to say, because I didn't really care. I wanted to hear what Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister had to say. And Mike said, why did he do that? And Deuce said he didn't want to get hit. And that, boy, that coming from Deuce, that spoke volumes to me. That
was correct.
Wow.
And that was correct. He could almost feel that defender coming down on him, and he didn't want to get hit at that stage. I get it. I get it. Exactly. What Deuce said is absolutely correct.
Because that, to me, that now we're talking about business decisions, right?
Yeah, and also, too, is you got to look at a little bit of that history with Chris of taking those headshots. But on that play, he is absolutely correct. Absolutely, 100% correct.
Well, the Saints kind of still had a chance to win the game at that point. Is that the time to give yourself up, really?
It wouldn't be for me, but, again, I'm not dealing with the head issues that Olave is. You know, if you want to get paid, and this is partially it too, Olave's in a contract situation with the Saints, and we know what receivers get. Even if you don't consider him a number one guy, which most people don't, he might be number one on this team, but somewhere else you wouldn't consider him the number one guy. You're talking about $22 to $25 million a year. That's the going rate. You can like it, dislike it. That's what you're getting paid at this stage.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Blake Groupie, because I don't know who you replace him with at this point. I know the saying is they got, you know, you can go to any bar and find a kicker. I don't know if that's true or
that's
not.
That's not accurate.
No, it's not at all. But I don't know what you do at this point in the season with him.
At this point, if you had an employee who you liked, but he was becoming inconsistent, you know he's talented. Mm-hmm. And the day the Saints cut loose Blake Groupie, in a couple of weeks, Blake is going to find a job somewhere else. Mm-hmm. He's going to get a kicking job at a team.
Any money,
now, people might disagree with that, but it's the truth. He's good enough to kick in the NFL, but kickers live a bit of a nomad life and bounce around. But, Tommy, you can't continue to go with him now because you gave him that one shot a couple weeks back. Now, to miss two field goals, you almost saw it in his body language that I know this is it.
So if not him, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:45, quarter till 7, every Monday here at WWL. Every Monday morning is a Rouse's Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of the Saints. Mike Dettelier joins us now to talk about yesterday's game. I like the black-on-black uniforms. I thought those looked pretty good with the black helmets. You?
Yeah, Tommy, if we go in that route.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm looking for a positive. I'm just saying. I really did like those. I think that was the best uniform they had.
I'd rather better players in those black uniforms.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. So what happens from here, Mike? What does Kellen Moore try to do for the rest of this season? You know, we were all going into the off week off the performance thinking, well, maybe we got something going here, and that was all dashed against the bricks yesterday. So tell me, where do we go from here?
Listen, you're a professional. You're getting paid a lot of money to play this game. And, you know, sometimes I get stuff sent to me or told to me about tanking. Okay? Do you tank at your job every day? You tank it, you get fired.
I guess that depends on who you ask, but not intentionally, no.
Yeah, I guess you can put it that way, Tommy. Because if you think no one else is watching, then you've ended your career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not giving you a job, because the first thing most talent evaluators or coaches or GMs in this league want to look at is, okay, I can see in the high moments things are good with you, but I want to see what happens mm-hmm. when things aren't well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Show me what kind of heart and grit and focus you have when things aren't going right. And so you got to keep grinding at this. Again, how much better does it get? You have the identity of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, yesterday, Atlanta's got some explosive people on offense. We talk about Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. Those guys can play. Okay, Kirk Cousins hits that one big play to Darnell Mooney, a former Tulane receiver who has really struggled this year. Really, really has. I don't know if it didn't kind of connect with him and Michael Penix, but it was never really there, and then he hits the deep play. But for the most part, defensively, you played well enough to win this game. But again, your offense just bogs down. You can't score points. And if you don't score points, you ain't winning, okay? This isn't 1967, okay? You're not winning games 10-6 anymore. You got to be able to score points. And you see all these little things that kind of break down during a drive. And if it's a penalty, if somebody's not doing their job right, and you can't say, well, change all the players. Oh, that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you into the season. The NFL is a unique business. There are less than 1,800 NFL players every week in the NFL. That's in the United States, 1,800. This isn't college football. This isn't high school football. It's the pros that can play it at this high level. Got to figure out something that gets you points on the board, especially when you get down that deep, because you have been able to move the football, but you just can't score. And, Tommy, I hate to say it because I do think he'll end up somewhere else kicking, but you got to find you a new kicker.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
I think you're the point of no return.
And we got to take another break, but we will pick it up there when we come back, I guarantee you. Because who's out there? What do you do? 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Chris Coleman, Manning Master Control today. Jordan Fiegel producing from in-house, which is, boy, a way to get the holidays started, I'll tell you that. We got Jason Williams coming in at 9 o'clock. He'll spend an hour with us almost talking about DNA and murder prosecutions. Mike, tell me about Blake Groupe. If he goes this week, who do you bring in? Who's out there? Do you know?
Well, you have an open tryout. Invite veterans, guys that have maybe been in a camp, give it a shot. And unless you think Charlie Smith, who you have on your practice squad, is ready to kick.
Ooh.
Now, we've seen Smith, man. He's a big kicker, and he's got a super strong leg. Now, he's been a little inconsistent with his kicks, but it is the life of a kicker. I have a lot of people say, why'd we get rid of Will Lutz? Okay, his last season with the Saints, you know how many kicks he missed?
A bunch.
The same amount Blake Groupe missed this year. 8.
Mm.
Is the lowest kicking percentage he's ever had as a professional at 74%. Since then, he's been 88%, 91%, 85%. Okay? It is part of the life. Very few of those guys kind of hang with the same team because you go through these slumps and either you get traded away or you get cut. And that's just the life of a kicker. Blake Groupie knows that as well as anyone. And so you go through it in this world.
I'd forgotten about Charlie Smith, man. I'm going to tell you what. They know what he can do from watching him, but why not, right?
So I think he'll get an opportunity to be part of that discussion, or do you go with a guy that has kicked before in the NFL? And so, Tommy, I think we've kind of reached that point because when you're not doing your job out on the field like it needs to be done, there comes that point where you need to move on with it. And I think at this stage with the Saints, you've come to that point. And you know it, that eventually he's going to end up kicking somewhere else. But almost like a golfer,
I was going to say that very thing, Mike. It's in your head, and sometimes, you know what? You're shanking it on this course. You go to the course, all of a sudden you're flushing it. So it just,
exactly.
It all depends.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time,
Thank you, brother.
We'll be listening this afternoon as you second guess Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, live on location, Silver Slipper Casino, beautiful Hancock County, Mississippi. Two favorite Cajuns going to talk about Saints Falcons, LSU Western Kentucky, 6:30. It's a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas and a Cajun Cannon. Head coach Kellen Moore, then at 7, linebackers coach Peter Simon. Then Haas and Dettelier with a focus on the NFC South. And at 7:30, catch Monday Night Football. Panthers at 49ers on WWL 105.3 FM and a free Odyssey app. Pelicans basketball, Pels Bulls on the Big 870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.